BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, called to be. Apostle Paul defined himself with, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Apostle means sent on a mission with full authority of representation, an ambassador. Jesus chose 12 to be his apostles during his earthly ministry, Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. When Judas betrayed Jesus, another was chosen to take his place, Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Then Jesus called Paul, the 14th apostle, according to Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 30. Silas and a few others were also apostles. Apostles are the only ones that displayed all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to support the mission that God has given them. Apostles were personally sent by Jesus, learning directly from Jesus. How we see ourselves is important. Do we see ourselves in the eyes of others, in our own eyes, or in the eyes of Jesus? If we see ourselves in the eyes of Jesus, he will help us understand ourselves more when we study the Bible and pray. After Jesus came to Paul and called him as an apostle, and after he changed his name, originally he was called Saul, he saw himself in the eyes of Jesus. He later confessed, quote, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For what sake I have lost, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection of the dead." Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. That's how Apostle Paul saw himself, because Christ revealed it to him. Wondering who you are? Trying to seek your true self? No measuring up? Not measuring up to how others define you? See how God sees you. Pray. Ask God to reveal him to you so you can see yourself in him. Read the Bible. See what he has already said about you.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.